this is Kay with Cafe with another Conversations with NUSD podcast. And today we are talking to Dr. Robin Castillo, who is our superintendent because we are celebrating her first 100 days here at Natomas Unified. Welcome, Robin. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's so hard to believe that it's been 100 days since you've been superintendent. I remember our first podcast when we first introduced you to the community. And first, I wanted to ask you, what are some key moments from your first 100 days that you would like to share with our community?
Sure, absolutely. I can't believe it's coming up on 100 days already. Time has just gone by really quickly, enjoying my time here. But some key moments that I would think of is first the opening of Heredia Arriaga. How exciting to have our first dual immersion school site and to welcome the families and have the opportunity to be out there. The launching of Parent Square, just really streamlining the communication. I've heard so many positives from parents and members of our community. Teachers are finding a lot of value in that way of communicating. Thinking about safety, our new fencing, and looking at our single and limited entry to make sure that our schools are safe and that those procedures are going very well. Really enjoying getting out and getting to know people and building those relationships. I visited all the school sites the first week of school, and now I am doing second and third rounds going back around, so that's exciting. And then just being able to speak with our educational partners at the school sites and the departments, being able to evaluate what's working well in our system and what maybe could use some improvement. And so having those first 100 days to really get in there and get to know people and see how things have worked has been really valuable.
When we talked first in our very first podcast with you, we talked about short-term goals. What are some of your short-term goals that you have accomplished so far?
I think, you know, an immediate short term was getting out there and meeting people, as I have mentioned. And then I think that I've had some short term goals within some long-term planning, such as we're working on our Forward 5, which is our strategic plan, and we're still in process with that. But we have been able to work with our trustees to approve our 5 goals on August 30th. And so that was a great accomplishment that we've been able to do. It's part of a larger process, but it really helps set the direction for where we're going. So that's been exciting. And then just starting the process of gathering feedback for our LCAP as well. Hopefully parents are participating in our weekly surveys that are going out, and we've been able to work with a new platform called Thought Exchange, where we've been able to gather information through surveys and also through Thought Exchange activities at some of our in-person meetings. I have also been a short-term goal is having some MOUs with our certificated and classified staff to offer additional professional development in social emotional support for our students. And that is so important, and being able to engage with our employee groups and really prioritize that has been amazing.
What can we anticipate for the rest of the year as you continue to move forward with completing your first year here as superintendent?
I think, you know, really building on the culture and climate and continuing to be moving in a positive direction. As I just mentioned, working on our strategic plan Forward 5 and our LCAP, making sure all of our actions and services are aligned with our goals and are really student-centered and focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, engaging our families as partners. Those are all things that we really value, and these plans guide our work. And so taking the year to really get feedback and process that information so that we know we have a guide that will take us through the next 3 years in LCAP and the next 5 with our Forward 5. Also working on a facilities master plan. We know Natomas is a growing district and will continue to grow, and we need to have plans for future facilities and also for modernizing our current facilities as they age. And so having having that plan and looking long term is really important. And then for me, a key thing to work on is our literacy development. And so looking at the work that we're doing, but also what can we do to additionally support some of our focus group students who aren't achieving at the levels that we would like to see, and really having an articulated program for meeting those students' needs.
As evidenced by your Instagram and just speaking with you, you are in a lot of different places around the community, football games. Just yesterday, you were at our Student Voices Advisory meeting. Thank you again for joining us yesterday. You seem to be everywhere. I mean, how is that going? And are there any places or events in particular that you have enjoyed?
Absolutely. And I tell people when I can go out on the sites, that's the best part of my day. And so that's the part I really enjoy. I was able to get out to back to school nights, which was great to see our staff members, but to get to know some of the parents and families and seeing them engage in our school sites, athletic events. I've been to several football games, went to my first flag football game, which that's an exciting new sport for our girls. And that was a lot of fun. Went to a volleyball game, and that was very exciting. As I mentioned, the classroom visits, getting out yesterday, I saw some great strategies in action. Our community advisory committee for our special education, really making sure that we are meeting the needs of our students with special needs. The CTE showcase was amazing. I even got to get up in a fire truck and have the sirens and the horn and the lights going and hearing the excitement in our students and their appreciation of the teachers and the teachers' industry knowledge. And those things are kind of exciting. I've also met with community partners like IYT, Improve Your Tomorrow, and Jibe. And so learning about those great things that really partner the community with our school sites are so positive. And also meeting with some of our elected officials and looking at how we can build partnerships to just strengthen our educational community. So all of these events, being out and about, are really fun. I just was visiting some of our special education programs this morning and got to see a jogathon going on at American Lakes and talking to some of the kids and students. So it just brings so much joy and really validates the work that we do.
Some of that joy is captured on Instagram. You mentioned you and the fire truck, and I remember that from your Instagram.
Yes.
So if you want to follow our superintendent on Instagram, her handle is @NUSDSuperintendent. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Robin?
I just want to let everyone know how exciting that it is to be here. You know, when you're new, there's lots of excitement and newness, but the more I get in and work with people and become part of a district, it just really solidifies my decision to come here and be part of the organization. I'm so impressed with the programs that we offer students, and I've just felt very welcomed, and I'm really enjoying the role and look forward to continued partnerships and establishing systems that really support our students and families.
Thank you so much. And that was our superintendent, Dr. Robin Castillo, on her first 100 days here at Natomas Unified. Thank you for listening, and I guess you'll hear from us again. Bye.
This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-newsroom-hub.